How was the bouncy house, Matt? It was fun.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is 3A Combo Podcast, the world's most lonely podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with nobody. Nobody at all. Just me this week. And I'm not much of a rambler, so I'm going to try and do my best to create content, to speak with just myself. I've never tried this before, doing just a podcast by myself, so I'm going to try and do 20 minutes. I'm going to try and do 20 minutes. We'll see how this turns out because I got no one to bounce jokes and ideas and opinions off of. So you're just going to have my opinion. So this is the Mattcast. And if you're not a big fan of me, then you're not going to like this episode. But I'm going to do my best. Andy and I had a scheduling conflict this week. I tried to get Tyler, but didn't really have time to really do anything about it. And I have plans after the podcast. And so I got to kind of do this. And this is what happened. You just got me, so hope you like me. This week, I didn't really do anything special, except I went to Andy's. Andy's birthday was this weekend, and he had a Hello Kitty bouncy house. He's 25, by the way. And it was a blast, really. It was really fun. I had fun bouncing in it. Really, I forgot how much work it is. When I was a kid, it was better. But now, as an adult, I get out of the bouncy house, I'm like, how was the bouncy house, Matt? It was fun. I just need to sit here for a moment. But really, it was fun. I got stepped on a couple times and kicked once, but it was pretty fun. I'm surprised no one threw up because, there was alcohol there. Andy does a kegger every year for his birthday, so he was supposed to have a birthday cake bouncy house, but he was given Hello Kitty, which... I know a lot. So there are some people that are like, oh, man, too bad you didn't get the birthday. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's a bouncy house for a 25-year-old adult's birthday. It doesn't really matter what it looks like. It's a bouncy house. It could have been a big pink purple dildo, and I don't think anyone would have been like, oh, really? But it was fun. I had a lot of fun. And Andy's birthday party is usually a blast. Some people didn't show up, and they're probably not listening, but Josh and Brent, I'm talking to you two. Especially Josh, because I haven't seen Josh in months. What the hell, Josh? You know, the weirdest thing about doing a podcast by myself is I don't know when to take a sip of water. So I'm just gonna. Okay, good. I usually try and do that when other people are talking. So I guess I'm just going to get into it. Like I said, I'm going to try and do 20 minutes, but we'll see how it goes. I didn't expect this to be very long already with two, even three people, and now you just got me. But hopefully I can channel my inner Spoonie and get this going. So let's go into gaming news.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
Oh boy, Fez 2. This saga never ends. And really, it should. If Phil Fish is done... he should just go away, please. If he's not done and comes back, he should just be quiet, all right? Because he acts like a child, and I've made it pretty clear that I'm not a big Phil Fish fan. Just as a person, he just rubs me the wrong way. And I guess it's unfair to say that in a way because I don't know him personally, but I've heard the things he said about the gaming industry and gamers in general. And he's really one of those people that always says... if you don't agree with him, he says, well, I'm successful. Well, that doesn't make you right. I see that a lot on Twitter with other people's fans, like Chris Brown fans specifically. Well, got to talk about a dumb subset of people, Chris Brown fans. But if anyone at all ever has a problem with Chris Brown, whether they be a lesser, in quotes, celebrity or just part of the general public, if they tweeted Chris Brown saying, oh, that's stupid or you're an asshole or something like that, they always respond back, he has more money than you. It's like, well, so what? That doesn't make him right. He beat the crap out of Rihanna. What if he has more money than me? Or he's more talented than you. I'm going to the jury's out on that one. I mean, he can make auto-tune music, but I can do a podcast by myself, I think. Or they'll say something like, oh, he has more fans than you. It's like, well, that's true, but God, I don't know if I'd want people like Chris Brown fans. But what I'm getting at is that Phil Fish does that a lot, where if someone disagrees with him, well, I'm better than you. It doesn't matter what you say. I'm better than you. Look at your life and compare it to mine and kill yourself, which is what he said once. Phil Fish apparently, maybe, this is a rumor, posed on 4chan as someone who was pissed about Fez 2 ending. Now, here's the thing. The first post says, and this is 4chan, so you know what 4chan's like. First post, you guys are such gigantic faggots. I was looking forward to Fez 2. It's one thing to not like a game, but did you have to go out of your way to make sure the second one didn't get made? Fuck you. First of all, no one went out of their way to make sure the second one didn't get made. There was people were upset with Phil Fish, and I don't remember a lot of it having to do with Fez 2. I remember it being Phil Fish, you know, like, oh, yeah, I'm pissed at Phil Fish, and oh, I'm going to write a kind of a rude article about him. But then he's like, oh, you don't like me? Well, Fez 2's canceled. So I don't really think they went out of their way to make Fez 2 get canceled, but that's kind of something in Phil Fish's own mind. The problem with this is the screenshot he posted from Polytron, who was developing Fez 2, the account, has on Twitter has the delete option, which is only available if it's your account. So that's what's making people suspicious, because the delete option was on the account. And I'm not gonna lie, that's easy to do. I could probably do that in Paint and put the delete option in there. You know, you don't even need Photoshop for this. But his responses in the thread are very Phil Fish-esque. Someone called him a loser. He then responds with, excuse me, you piece of shit. What the fuck have you ever contributed to the gaming industry? Fucking nothing, so sit the fuck down and listen up. Now, of course, it's not him. He says, he makes more money than you, he's better looking than you, he's a better person than you, and he's smarter than you. Yeah, a real loser, right? Shut up and leave him alone. He's hurting now, and if you had one fucking ounce of decency, you'd understand that. Fucking kill yourself. That's Phil Fish to a T, gonna be honest. Now, like I said, rumors, but I want to believe this because it's funny. Someone responded to that, eat shit, Phil, you fucking worm. He responds, oh, so now I am a worm as well, is he? I'm a worm as well, is he? Give me your address, you impudent little shit. Settle this like a fuckabu man. So, if this is him, this is pretty petty. Like, we already knew Phil Fish is kind of a petty guy, but this takes the cake. That is extremely petty thing to do. That would be like if I went on a... God, I don't have like a rival podcast. Ooh, way back in the day, I had a fake rivalry with It's Morning Somewhere. That'd be like if I went on there and pretended to be one of them and be like, oh, this podcaster fucking sucks or something like that. You know, it just really petty stuff. And come on, you're better than that. I hope. I hope you're better than that, but just ridiculous. Microsoft confirms the accessory to make an Xbox One 360 headset compatible with the Xbox One. Now, Microsoft is making the gigantic mistake of not shipping the Xbox One with a headset, which is a huge problem. First of all, that's just something you expect. You expect that from PlayStation. You expect that from Xbox. And then they just decided, no, we're not going to do it. Now, they've updated the port, so your old Xbox 360 can't plug in right away. Now, here's the thing, though. The adapter apparently costs about as much as a headset would for the Xbox One. So either you buy an Xbox One headset or you buy the accessory so you can use your Xbox 360 headset, which would only really make sense if you had a good third-party headset. I mean, I don't understand why you would want to keep the old Xbox 360 headset and buy the adapter that costs just as much as the new headset. It doesn't really make much sense to me, but Microsoft, I don't know, they're stumbling all over themselves with the release of the Xbox One, and it's really amazing. And the backtracking, I don't care about the backtracking. I know a lot of people like to laugh at them and call, you know, the Xbox 180, but that's what we wanted from them, isn't it? Why would we bitch at them for doing something we don't like and then laugh at them when they take it back, you know? That's just not fair. But, yeah, it's kind of stupid to me, but either you need an adapter or a new headset. So, all right. Oh, the Ouya. Oh, boy. I almost got one of these, by the way. Almost. Until I started hearing just how it is. Apparently, only 27% of Ouya owners are buying games, which is a huge problem. Because you got to be able to sell games to make a console to work. That's number one in the how to make a console successful manual. Number two is shipping it with a headset. But what I see the Ouya is to a lot of people is an emulation machine. Because you can get a lot of emulators for them. And of course, those games are free. I mean, you just get ROMs. It's really nice to be able to play Super Mario Bros. 3 on your TV. Just how we used to back in the day. So all these games that are being made by these indie developers like Fez, people aren't buying. And that's not how you're going to keep your console afloat. If companies come to you and say, hey, we want to sell your game on your console, you know, how well do you think it's going to sell? And you respond, well, only 27% of people that own the console actually buy games. You know they're going to be like, oh, fuck that. They're not going to want to do that. No way. No way in hell. I kind of got the story because I was talking to Andy last night about it, but QuakeCon, Wolfenstein, The New Order, has been delayed till next year. Wolfenstein is fucking awesome. And I was telling Andy that I kind of have problems with DOSBox sometimes, and I can figure out DOSBox, but I don't really know what I'm doing. I just kind of stumble my way into playing a game. But Wolfenstein is still as fun as it ever was. I have so much fun just playing old school Wolfenstein and fighting Mecha Hitler. And I realized that I like it more than Doom, which when I brought this up at the party, I was clearly in the minority. And there are definitely more Doom fans than there are Wolfenstein fans. But I will stand by it. Wolfenstein is the shit. Now, the newer games aren't really... It's hard to say. You can't really say they're Wolfenstein sequels, but at the same time, that's only because the technology had jumped so much. Because there wasn't Wolfenstein really between the original and the more recent series. And that's a huge, incredible jump in technology. But in a way, I mean, they're technically sequels. They don't really feel like sequels. It feels like a rebooted series. But, you know, it's an interesting game. People actually like it, which I'm surprised. I was surprised people would end up liking the new Wolfensteins because it sounds like something that was set up to fail, to be quite honest. And something I will definitely do if I ever get an Oculus Rift. You take the Oculus Rift, a Kinect, and a stationary bike, and you play Paperboy. How awesome is that? Not only do you have the Oculus Rift on, you're in the world. You're the Paperboy. You're riding a stationary bike, so that's as real as it gets right there. But with the Kinect, you're throwing papers out. That's awesome. That sounds incredibly fun to me. I want to get the Oculus Rift for a lot of reasons, but this one specifically, because that sounds awesome. Hey, and a good way to stay in shape, you know? You want to play games, stay in shape, play Paperboy. There you go. All right, everyone, that will do it for gaming news. Let's move on to technology.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money!
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
You know, that's the only drop we have that has, like, some sort of sound effect to it. Something changed. I think it's a reverb on it. But we need new drops. I need to talk to Andy about that. We need new drops because these are old. And to be honest, the Skylar ones don't really apply anymore. I'd sure hate to get rid of Skylar's technology drop, but I mean, when was the last time he was on the show? Just being honest. When was the last time I talked to him? Skylar, if you're listening to this, talk to me. Talk to me, Skylar. First up in technology news, now you can live stream on YouTube without being a queen bee, as they put it. Beforehand, streaming on YouTube meant you had to have a lot of followers, subscribers, likes, and views. YouTube changed the minimum requirement for 1,000 subscribers for live streaming to 100 subscribers. Now, I would love to live stream on YouTube. The thing is, we don't really use YouTube much for the podcast, except the fact that YouTube can have everything on it. Like, we don't have a limit on YouTube. That's the only reason we post the podcast on YouTube, because, I mean, it's just audio, you know? It doesn't really make much sense to watch it on YouTube. But the reason we do it is because we can keep everything on there. You could find every episode. That being said, I think we are 93 subscribers away from being able to live stream on YouTube. So, hey, if you want to share the show on YouTube, tell your friends to come to YouTube, if for nothing else, to help us live stream. That'd be fantastic. And you know what? If you want to make more accounts, you know, subscribe twice, listen once, you could do that as well. But it should be nice, because YouTube seems like a good service for being able to live stream. I used to watch the fucking Corgi cam, like, God, what was that, a year ago? And it was just a cam of, like, newborn Corgi puppies. And, yeah, I don't know if I'm proud to admit that, because it kind of removes a man card from me, but I watched that a lot. It was, like, always on. I would either have it on another monitor or, like, on my phone or something, and I was just like, oh, hey, look, the Corgi puppies are doing something cute again. It was one of my most fun and not prouder moments. Samsung versus Apple. We've talked quite a lot about that over, God, since this podcast started. Which, by the way, we're 2 years old now. We kind of glanced over that. But, yeah, we're two. Yay. But we've talked a lot about Samsung and Apple. And Samsung did win a patent suit against Apple, which was blocking Apple products in some markets. And it was about to block Apple products in the United States, including the iPhone 4, iPhone 3G, and iPad 2. Well, it got vetoed. President Obama vetoed that. You can still get your iPhone 4, your iPhone 3G, and iPad 2. Doesn't really affect someone like me much, because I'm not a big Apple fan. I don't know if you guys know that, but for people that do like Apple, like Andy, he's got Apple products. He can now, I guess, downgrade and get the 3G. I think he has a 4. But so you can get those Apple products. It's mostly older Apple products, but hey, they're available now. Not blocked off. Chinese hackers have been caught hijacking a decoy U.S. water plant. Now, Chinese hackers have been harassing the U.S. in a series of cyber attacks, but we've been trying to talk it out with China and cool all this down. But in the meantime, a security researcher has just revealed that he caught a team of Chinese hackers hijacking a fake water plant he set up. And aside from spotting the fake, they knew exactly what they were doing. This is kind of scary, to be honest. Sorry, water again. Kind of scary, to be honest, because if they knew exactly what they're doing and they just hacked into the water plant. Now, I'm going to admit, it probably didn't have the best security because I think they were trying to catch them. But I the way I see it, isn't this like an act of war? I mean, that's some serious shit. Hacking into a water plant, you know? And I don't think anyone really wants to go to war with China. And I wouldn't be surprised if you know, someone's sitting back going, fuck, God damn it. Like, I want to do something, but ugh, look at that. But, man, you know, this stuff, I think they see it as not the real world in a way. Like, oh, they're just hacking our computers. We just need to make our computers better. But it's like, dude, that's like an act of war. It really is. If you're hacking into water plants and the power grid and stuff like that, man, that's, I don't know. I just wonder when this is going to escalate to a point where someone's going to be like, okay, you need to stop or else. And then it's going to be followed by or else what? And then here we go. A woman who bought 2 iPhones was scammed with 2 Apples instead. When you're looking to buy an Apple iPhone off a classifieds ad, you better expect certain things, like it having a working touchscreen or maybe it being in one piece, like it actually being an Apple iPhone and not just an Apple. A woman made the dear mistake of buying 2 Apples in an iPhone box when she really wanted 2 iPhones. It happened to a woman in Brisbane, Australia, who was surfing the online classified website Gumtree. She placed a want-to-buy ad saying she was interested in purchasing a few iPhones. Another woman contacted her saying she had 2 iPhones for her, and they agreed to meet up at a McDonald's. Public place, good idea. I bought some things off Craigslist before. Not often, but I have bought a couple things. I've sold more on Craigslist than what have I bought? Oh, I bought a couple chairs and stuff, like computer chairs. But I've sold more things, and I definitely try and do the public place just because you have no idea who. I remember one time trying to sell some speakers, and I went to what could be classified in this area as the hood. And like 4 people pulled up in an Escalade next to me, and I was just like, being, you know, a West Omaha whitey as myself, and I'm just like, But at the same time, thinking in my head, like, why? Why am I scared? So I got out, and these guys were actually really cool. There have been Craigslist problems before with people in this city. So, you know, you always want to go to a public place. Some people look seedy and are actually really cool. Some people look really cool and are actually kind of dicks. I remember selling an old stereo to this high school kid. And I'm like, oh, this guy looks cool. And he was just like, hey, bro, what's up? And I was like, ugh. Ugh. Great. Anyway, the one who paid $1,500 for these two iPhones. Now, I can only assume that's... God, $1,500 for two iPhones. They must be like... I don't know what kind of iPhones they're promising, but that sounds like a lot of money to me. They came in new packaging, so she never checked inside. She went home and opened the box, and she found actual real apples. The kind you eat. So remember to always check. Always check what you're getting, especially if it comes in a package. Open the package and be like, you got to inspect it before you leave. That's like 101 for, I said 101 twice already. But really, that's like the first thing you do. This is fucking stupid, but I'm going to do it anyway. People are literally getting palm line surgery for better fortunes. In Japan, palm reading is still one of the most prominent methods of predicting the future. But this isn't the dark ages anymore. And what with the iPhones and virtual reality and the immediate access to hot singles in your area, we have the technology now to do practically anything. So naturally, one woman figured that if you want to change your future, you have to change your palm lines to change your future. Now, I'm just going to throw it out there because I'm going to throw this out there first, that I don't believe in palm reading. I think it's stupid and like, oh, well, this line says you're going to be rich later in life. It sounds dumb. But physically, like... the lines you were born with are supposed to be your fate, right? So even if you surgically change them, while it may fool someone into saying you're going to have a better fortune, are you really supposed to have a better fortune? Because that doesn't change your fate, or at least what, you know, they believe. So it doesn't make much sense. And also, the picture I got here is kind of gruesome. You don't really want to change the lines in your hand. It looks kind of gross. It's like just a big, scabby hand. That sucks. But it only will cost $1,000 if you want to do that. Supposedly change your fortune. I, of course, believe it's a bunch of phooey. All right, that'll do it for technology news, everybody. Let's go into news.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best.
Oh my
this
god.
This is news.
Oh, I am so glad you're... Andy? Aw, shit. I'm still alone. All right, out of Nantucket, Massachusetts. Nantucket. A cleaning crew found an unexpected mess after arriving at Sea Dog's Brew Pub. Now... God, I don't have anyone to do this with, so I'm going to do it with you, the audience. What would be the worst thing you would find, I guess not the worst thing, but one of the weirdest things you could find at your doorstep at a pub? Give you a second. A shark. A 5-foot-long shark blocking the door. Pub manager Jimmy Agnew says he doesn't know why anyone would have dumped the sea creature in front of the door. Nantucket's Public Works Department hauled the dead shark away after its discovery around 7 a.m. on Thursday, but Agnew said the pub fielded calls and questions all day long after word got out about the land shark, which, by the way, is a fucking hilarious SNL sketch. He said a comedian whose band performs at the pub also posted a series of jokes about it on Facebook. One suggested the shark went to Sea Dog to meet his chums. Bada-bing! Hilarious. But still, I think that would be funny, especially if it's one of those pubs, like an old school pub where like the pub's downstairs and like there's living quarters upstairs and you come down and you're like, oh, it's time to open the pub, open the door, shark. Dead shark, by the way. I know Andy would ask that. Is the shark alive? No. A power company sends a threatening letter to a freeloading street light. New Zealand man Clive Salesman was alarmed when he received a letter from a power company warning that the electricity was going to be cut off. He then noticed the letter wasn't exactly addressed to his home, but to the occupier of 77180 Streetlights NPDC Control Point 394. Obviously, Meridian Energy was fed up with the electricity-sucking ways of Streetlight outside the salesman's home. He said, quote, I went down to the light and knocked on the door to see if they wanted their mail, but no one came out. The power company has apologized to the snake, adding that they hope no one lived in the streetlight because that would be quite draughty. Hey, I would live in a streetlight. No one would bother you there because no one would expect you to live in a streetlight. And you could siphon power off the streetlight. It would just have to be a big fucking streetlight, you know? There is a story of someone that I don't know personally, but I heard the story. He had a problem with the mail. The mailman had a bee allergy, and his mail was on his stoop next to flowers, where there could be potentially bees. So they held his mail. He couldn't get his mail, which is kind of ridiculous to think about. You have a mail carrier that works outside, you know? Bees are going to be kind of common, you know, working outside. But they sent him a letter to tell him he would no longer be receiving letters, and guess where that was? In the held mail. And he talked to the guy at the post office, and he's like, well, how do you expect us to tell you? I don't pick up a phone. Like, come on. It's just... Sometimes there's a lot of government bureaucracy and things like the mail service, especially the mail service. I got a lot of respect for the things that those people do because it's got to suck to deliver mail when every hill is icy or when a pit bull is chasing at you or after you or when it's 100 degrees outside. But at the same time, didn't anyone think, hey, wait a minute, that's not going to get to them. But regardless, I think that's pretty funny. Ashton Powers was charged after slashing a cop's tires, and he did it at the worst possible time, while the cop was in the car. Ashton Powers, who was a 24-year-old Arizona man, was accused of slashing the tire of a police vehicle without realizing the officer was still sitting in the still-running car. First of all, if it's running, you usually assume that there's someone in there. Regardless if it's running or not, don't you at least look? Like, oh, hey, is there someone in there? Oh, shit, yeah, there is. Okay, I won't slash his tires. Police say he casually walked up to the patrol car around 2 a.m., and stabbed the tire with his knife. This was on Tuesday morning. Police Sergeant Michael Pooley told ABC 15 News he was sitting in his car when he felt a jolt and a hissing of air leaving his tire. He said, I don't know what the guy was thinking. It's a fully marked police car. The car was running and the officer was inside with the air conditioning on and you could hear the car running. It still didn't stop him from slashing the tires. Perhaps Power's ego is just too inflated. His bad boy confidence is probably feeling pretty flat now. Oh, come on, article. Now that he's charged with one count of criminal damage. That is the absolute worst time to do that. I and you know, it's the worst time to slash anyone's tires because tires are fucking expensive. God damn, I'm looking into buying some tires before winter, and holy shit. I bought some used tires before, and I don't really like doing that. Oh, off Craigslist. That's something I bought off Craigslist before. Just because used tires, you know you're running out of time. Like, you're living on borrowed time. Even though I got some pretty nice ones. You're living on borrowed time with those, and it's kind of hard to get new tires because you're dropping a lot of money. I'm surprised at how much tires can cost, to be honest. But, you know, you need them. Can't run a car without them. But that'll do it for this episode of the podcast. I hope I did pretty good. It looks like I'm coming up about half an hour. So, hey, that's not bad. I think I did all right. Hopefully you think I did all right. Because if not, this podcast episode kind of sucks. But I will be back next week, hopefully with Andy. Maybe it's Tyler, too. We'll see what goes on. Remember to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/38combopodcast, twitter.com/38combopc. That is the number 3, PC stands for podcast. Find us on Facebook, I already said that. See, I can't do this alone. Email us, 38combopodcast@gmail.com. Find us on YouTube, search 38combopodcast. Hey, help us try and get to 100 subscribers so we can live stream on YouTube. That'd be pretty sweet. Find us on 76thstreetnetwork.com and subscribe on iTunes. And remember, download twice, listen once. So for no one, this is Matt. Signing out.